Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in again. Let's get right into the topic we're going to discuss today. Now, it's a little word, but it's really a powerful word. It has a big impact, and that's the word strife. So we're going to talk about strife today. I know in the last few videos we've been dealing with the carnal mind and some other things, but I will tell you for sure that strife and the carnal mind, they go hand in hand. Yeah, they work together. That's where strife gains entrance into our lives. And, you know, there was several years ago the Lord began dealing with me about strife. And this is the thing. When the Lord deals with you about something, you've got to let Him, you got to face it. You got to let Him show you the error of your way. Let Him show you where the enemy is finding a place in you. Remember how we had that discussion? Finding a place in you. So you got to yield yourself over to the Lord. Submit yourself to God, right? Resist the devil and he will flee, right? Those are the things that we've talked about in the previous videos. Well, it most definitely applies here. And so the Lord began bringing this word strife to me. And so I looked it up. And I'm going to see if I can flip right over here to it. I want you to go ahead and get pen and paper. I'm going to give you some scriptures today. And we're going to just break down this one definition here. And it comes from the New Testament 2052. It's a violent or bitter conflict. Now, that definition, I have to say, that's one I readily accepted. I think I more or less thought that is what strife was. But I began reading more. And it says, a desire to put oneself forward. Now, I gotta say, that's what hurt right there. That brought it home. Because then I had to face myself and I began examining all these situations where strife was. And you know what? It's all because of me. It's all because I had to be right. It's all because, ooh, I think I hit a nerve there. Yeah, when you got to be right, when you got to have the last word, when you got to prove somebody wrong, these are things, these are attributes of strife. If you can't just live peaceably, listen to someone speak, listen to what they're saying. If you always got to have something to say, that's a spirit of strife and contention, and it is not pleasing to the Lord. Please let Him examine your life. Please let the Spirit of God shine the light inside of you to see where the enemy is coming and finding this place in you. Because as I get into the Word, you're going to really see why we don't want to let this strife in. So, all right, let's get right here over here to this scripture. I'm going to flip over here to it. James 3:16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. I tell you what, when the Lord started showing me that, I really was disappointed in myself. I have to say, I couldn't believe I was yielding myself over to something that the Word of God plainly tells me is going to be every evil work. I don't want that. And confusion. I don't need any confusion in my life. I need the clarity of the Spirit of God. I sure don't need confusion because we know the Word tells us that God is not the author of confusion. So if you got some confusion going on in your life, you might want to check and see if strife's coming in. Right? Because God's not the author of that confusion. Something else is, and you need to get to the root of it. And the Bible tells us here that strife, where strife is, there's confusion. Now, if you got some evil works going on in your life, you might need to be checking this out too, because where strife is, every evil work. I don't want any part of that in my life. And I don't believe you do either as a child of God. I don't believe you want this confusion or every evil work. I don't believe that you do. And when God brings it to you and opens your eyes and your understanding, you got to move forward. You got to move forward when God brings things to you because He wants you to grow and mature in Him. And it is hard. I mean, I don't want to face those things in myself, just like you don't want to face it in yourself. But we have to. because we're going to lay down our lives for Him. We're going to lay down our will for Him. We're going to not act like we want to act, and we're going to act like He wants us to act. And it really does matter. It really does matter, because Satan is coming and finding a place with us, and it's messing us up. It's a stumbling block for us. I want to give you two other scriptures that have examples in the Bible. Before I do that, hold up. Let's go to Philippians 2 and 3. Let nothing be done through strife or what? Vainglory? Oh my word. There it is. One more time. All about self. I tell you, that was a big eye-opener for me of how much strife is about self. Oh, it isn't about making sure things are done correctly. Give me a break. That is not what it's about. It's about you being right. It's about me being right. And that's the truth of it. And it's about vainglory. We got to let go of our reputation. We got to let go of our will. And we got to surrender our minds to the Lord, our mouths to the Lord, our actions, our thoughts, everything has got to be surrendered to the Lord. That's part of losing your life. And this is just one area that the Lord has brought to my attention. And I want to pass that on because it's a real key to moving forward and maturing in Him. Okay, now, I want to give you some Old Testament examples, two very different ones. I tell you, the Lord's the one that brought this to me, and it sure was eye-opening when He did. All right, Genesis 13, 7 and 8, and this is about Abram and Lot. All right, and there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and Perizzite dwelled in the land, and Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Now, the whole land was given to Abram, but in order to avoid strife, he gave it, portion of it, to Lot. And he took the less fertile part. He took the low seat. He didn't seek that vainglory. He took the low seat, the less fertile part, all to avoid that strife. But then look how God blessed Abram. That's what I'm saying. You know, when you submit yourself to God, oh, sure, your flesh might scream for a minute, but ultimately, God's blessing is there, and He grows us in all these spiritual blessings and places that He has for us. How wise Abram was not to yield himself over to that strife. That is a really precious story to me. It really was very enlightening, just as the next story is as well, in a different manner. And this is from the book of Psalms, 106, verse 32 through 33, and this is regarding Moses. You know, I've heard of Moses, I've heard this situation ministered several times, many times actually, regarding Moses and what caused him to not enter into the promised land. But the Lord brought it to me this way, and I found it, you know, very enlightening. So verse 32 of Psalm 106, they angered him also at the waters of strife. So they're surrounded at strife, right? Waters of strife. So much strife in the air. So that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. How many times have you been in a situation of strife where you've said things and you've done things that you normally wouldn't have done, but when that strife came in, it just provoked you? Well, my word, I look right here and I see that cost Moses. He yielded himself over to that strife and it cost him. That cost him. I don't want my strife to cost me in God. I don't want it to cost me anything in God. I want to grow and get everything that God has planned for me. I don't want something hindering me. And for that reason, it was worth it, and it has been worth it. Every time that the Lord has began to purge out this strife, it's been beneficial spiritually, and I grow in Him. And the thing is, as we've talked in some of the previous videos, then Satan comes and he has no place in me. I want you to think about that. Examine yourself today. This is not about condemnation. I'm never about condemnation. I'm always about building you up and exposing the devil or uncloaking the devil. I do that. That's my job, and he hates it. But I expose him because I want you as a child of God to see where he's playing you like a cheap fiddle, as they say. And he's finding a place in you, and it's hindering you from growing into what God has for you. So I want you to take these scriptures to heart, take these thoughts to heart, apply them. And we're going to do this, talk about this a little bit more in our next video. And until we meet again, God bless.